counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, the Old Tango.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lake.
Hey, this is Paul Watton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Sherman of Imaginary City.
This is Dub Maddox, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Ashley McCoskey.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. In studio with me is Ashley McCoskey. Brian Cleveland is out this week. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, as we do every week, from earshot-online.com. And these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. And Ashley's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com, going strong since 1999.
And some of those reviews include Drumhand, Stephen Fearing, Class Action, and more. And you can read up on lots of stuff, so make sure you check out that website. If you want to reach out to us, get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And our handle on Twitter, @earshot20. All great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we also want to hear from you. And today, big show lined up, Top 20 Countdown. Plus, we're going to be talking with Jesse King from Dub Maddox and Marty Sarbit from Imaginary Cities. And in that mix as well, Stephen Karlick joins us with the Entertainment 411. So, oh man, that happens often.
That's good.
Brian knows that I get frogs every once in a while. There's all kinds just festering froggies in me.
That's gross.
Ashley, it's good to have you in studio.
You're welcome.
And are you excited about this?
Of course I'm excited. I've been bugging you for quite a while to sub in for Brian when he's unavailable.
I know. It's great. It'll be good. All right, let's kick it off. Let's start the charts rolling, and it all starts with Born Ruffians.
This week we're going to hear a track from their album called Birthmarks, and this song is Needle. Again, it's the Born Ruffians. In at 20, down from 10 from last week.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
I belong to no one like the watermelon, rolling with momentum, spitting out its seeds, buried under snow and waiting just to show us how it goes and knows how yummy it will be. I belong to no one, a song without an album, long forgotten maxim spoken to the sea. I belong with no one, I belong with no one, I belong with no one, you belong with me. When I was far astray, straight from what I need. Needle in the head, that's put in my place, he's put in my way. Hope I never have to stumble again. Tumble, tumble death, as I take the breath, make the mighty sound. I am just a no one.
on, spinning underneath the sun, head between my knees. I belong to no one, I am a minimum, rolling into bigger slums, adding them to me.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
Shot 20, number 18. When I think of fate's worse than death, all I can think of is something you said. You said we were golden, bright like the sun. Now I am stranded, knowing I'm not the one. An ocean of anger flowing through me, bloodstained and broken from what I failed to see. Just like a snake charmer, you led me astray, living in distress, hoping help was on the way.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard a song called Thirst from City in Color or something like that. Yes, that was City in Color, sorry. The Hurry and the Harm was their album in This Weather I Can Understand, and that song was number 18, down up from number 23 last week. You also heard the Courtneys on their self-titled album, The Courtneys, the song called Delivery Boy, which was 19, down 2 from 17 last week. And the Born Ruffians with Needle, number 20, down 10 off their album Birthmarks.
Lots of movement on the charts this week. And if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman. Ashley McCoskey is in studio with me. Brian is out this week. And we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. It is a great website. Lots of features, lots going on there. All right. In this hour of the program, we have some interviews mixed in with the charts, and that's going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're going to get my interview with Jesse King from Dubmatics, but not before we continue along the charts and bring you another song. Ashley's going to tell you what that is.
Coming in at number 17, up one from 18 last week, for all you Twilight fans, Vampire Weekend. Off their album Modern Vampires in the City, we are going to listen to Worship You.
I don't know if we have any Twilight fans out there, but that's a goodie. That's a goodie.
That's all I could think of.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Standing every single day, you want it only on the day, you want it only on the day, you want it only with you. Standing every single day, you want it you.
passion. We want to go to London, misery, don't always be explained. We want to you, you. Energetic crazy, you want it in a kind of place. You want a little bit of light to get to find a place. You want it energetic crazy, you want it in a kind of place. You want a little bit of light to get to find a place. You want it, you do.
Jesse King joins us now to chat about Dubmatic's newest release, Rebel Massive, which is gaining tons of hype. Jesse, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, Anthony, a pleasure to be here. I follow your tweets on Twitter, and thanks very much for the support. And yeah, man, it's thrilled. It's a great show.
I'm a huge fan. I love when people follow us on Twitter. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of it, right?
So, you've had several releases over the past few years, albums, various digital and vinyl releases as well. Do you feel your sound changes every time you release something new, or is there a constant to what you're putting out?
There definitely evolves, and I think, you know, a lot of people, like, I never go back and listen to my first albums. I don't actually listen to my old albums at all unless I'm playing them out live, but I think, you know, when I do have heard some of the old stuff, I can hear how it's evolved, and, you know, for the album, the new album, Rebel Massive, one of my goals was always to try to do, you know, the best job possible, but really spend, I took a lot of time. This was almost 3 years between albums, so I took, you know, all that time to really just fine-tune and narrow down from like 30 or 40 tracks down to the final 11 and really take my time on it and do exactly what I wanted on it. So with that, I mean, it definitely shows there's a progression in the production quality, because the more you mix and do things, you're always learning new tips. Same for playing and recording. So I think you always are making forward motion.
Now, I'm kind of backtracking to the very beginning, but I'm interested to know where the reggae influence came from and how that inspires your music up through and to date.
You know, my family, my father was in one of the first integrated reggae bands here in Toronto back in the early 70s, so I always kind of had reggae around me. And through periods of my early childhood, you know, I got into musical youth, Bob Marley and different things like that. When I was around 18, I decided I wanted to play reggae, so I joined a band that was very popular at the time called One. Kind of pop reggae, and they did all the tours across Canada and stuff like that. And then I decided I wanted to go to roots reggae and end up with a Bajan guy and a Jamaican guy, and I couldn't understand them when they started talking. I was very young, and they had thick accents, and but it was a blast because I had to learn all the Bob Marley bass lines, which is basically the basis and foundation of a lot of what I do today. And so because of that, I started playing in more bands and different things, and then kind of evolved into what is now Dubmatic.
All right, Jesse, we're going to get you to hang on the line. We'll continue this interview in just a moment, but first, at number 16 this week, up from 41 the week before, it's King Tuff on the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Mm-hmm.
And at number 16 this week, that was King Tough on the Earshot charts. And we're back now with Jesse King from Dubmatics. And I guess I wanted to chat a little bit now about the title of your album, Rebel Massive. And I'm wondering if there's a story behind the title or if it speaks to the tracks on the album.
It does speak to the tracks. I mean, there's always a sense of rebellion and rebellion against oppression and things that you don't like out there in the world. And that, it's kind of generic, things that you just don't like that you want to rebel against. And then Massive is the all-encompassing. It's a general term in reggae, like we say, big up all the massive, which means everybody around you or that are part of your scene. So that's kind of, it's like saying hello, Rebel Massive. But when you look at the album, the first half is more about, you know, what's going on. It's a class showdown, ease up the pressure, can't stop us now. And then the second half kind of goes into more of a lighter tone where you've got She's in Love, Seeds of Love and Life, Liberation, the Freedom. So it's kind of talks about what the album title is. They kind of work together.
And so now that the release is out, what do you have going on right now? Are you touring around? What's happening for you as an artist?
I've been touring. Yeah, I was out in April in Europe touring. That's where I spend the bulk of my time, and I've been there for many, many years. And I go back again in August. I'll be there for 3 weeks. I'll be in Poland, France, Germany, and then I come back in September, go to Mexico for a little bit, and then I'm back over in all across Europe in October, November for probably about 3 or 4 weeks again. So all to promote the album and keep building the audience over there. It's a little bit different because it's, you know, such a much more dense populace and easier to travel country to country. I tend to just spend more time over there. Although I'd love to do more in Canada. It's just very more difficult because of the distances. With such a large country, getting from place to place is difficult.
And is there, in Canada, is there an appreciation for your music as much as there might be abroad? Or do you find that Canadians might still find it a little different than what they're used to?
No, absolutely. You know, Canada's been fantastic. I mean, I love my country and my people here. You know, over the years, they've tons of airplay, lots of people buying the CDs, coming to shows. You know, CBC, you know, another example, you know, they don't generally play a lot of reggae, and they've been really supportive over the years as well. But my number one has been college radio. This is really my number one outlet, has been since day one. This is where I've really been able to, you know, have DJs like yourself play the music and let it reach their audiences, and that's made such a huge difference for me.
And we're all about it. We love it. And dubmatics.com, if you want to check them out on the web. And it's great. All kinds of features there. And you can listen to a bunch of music on the website as well. It's awesome. Jesse, it was great to chat.
A pleasure, Anthony. Thank you very much, man. And a big up to all your listeners. And thank you for listening to Anthony and to this.
No problem. And here is Dubmatics now on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I'm dreadlocks only make her free.
She's in love with a Rastaman. But to her mommy and daddy, it's just like style and fashion.
That was Dubmatic, She's in Love, on the Earshot 20. Big thanks to Jesse King for joining us on the program and giving us that great interview.
Also, in between the interview, you heard Jeff Strutt from King Tuff off their album Was Dead, number 16, up from 41. That's a big jump, probably the biggest jump this week. And also, before the interview, you heard Worship You from Vampire Weekend off of their album Modern Vampires of the City, up one spot from 17 to 18. From 18 to 17. And coming up now, we are going to listen to Portugal the Man off of their album Evil Friends. This is Modern Genius. Jesus.
Genius? Oh, and you had it going so good. It was so smooth.
I was doing good there.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Come on in, take a seat next to me. You
14.
Shot 20.
And that was The Boys Are Out for Blood by UBT off their album Ego Orientation, sitting at 14, up from 29 last week. And before that, you heard Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man off their album Evil Friends, up 6 spots, 15 now and 21 last week.
All right, and if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Anthony Enman here and Ashley McCoskey over there. Brian is out this week. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. But we're taking a break from that now to give you your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with all the latest music news, albums, and tracks. This week, a number of tour announcements, the first of which is Hamilton's Supercrawl, which has announced its 2013 lineup with Yola Tango, Chelsea Light Moving, Joel Plaskett, Fucked Up, and Metz. The fifth annual installment of the event will take place on September 13th and 14th. Friday will be spread across two stages with performers including Young Galaxy, Doldrums, The Danks, Sensei, Cowlick, and more. The next day will feature four stages, which will of course include all of the headlining acts, including Yola Tango, Thurston Moore's Chelsea Light Moving, Joel Plaskett, Fucked Up, Diamond Rings, P.S. I Love You, Mets, Said the Whale, Sandro Perry, and more. Italian horror prog icons Goblin have announced a first-ever North American tour. The outing will last for most of October and will find the band making their way up the eastern part of the U.S. and heading into Canada for appearances in Montreal and Toronto on October 10th and 11th, respectively. After that, they'll head back to the U.S. A press release for the tour reads that the Italian Soundtrack Kings will perform all of their classic cuts, including scores from Deep Red, Suspiria, Tenebrae, Dawn of the Dead, Phenomena, Sleepless, and other songs that are milestones among prog rock followers. Additionally, the band will be selling a new EP on the tour, which will be released by UK horror score hub Death Waltz. The EP will be pressed on blood red 180-gram vinyl and will feature brand new versions of classic Goblin tracks re-recorded by the recently reunited band. Odd Future rapper Earl Sweatshirt has had to cancel tour dates due to illness. A press release confirmed that the young rapper has pulled out of all of his upcoming tour dates, including a show with Kendrick Lamar in Toronto on August 2nd, and a slot the next day at the Grove Music Festival. According to his press team, quote, Earl Sweatshirt has been forced to cancel all foreseeable tour events until he's healthy. In album news, MGMT have returned with a new album. The psych rock duo announced that they'll release a self-titled album on September 17th through Columbia Records. Ben Goldwasser and Andrew Van Wingarten hinted a while back that a new record might arrive in June, but details have now firmed up. The album will feature 10 tracks, including the previously heard Record Store Day single Alien Days, and a new recorded version of Mystery Disease, which the band has played live. The new record will feature, quote, unique visual elements to accompany and illustrate the new music in the form of the Optimizer, which will provide video and CGI work to accompany the music. Beloved post-punk group The Dismemberment Plan have also announced a new album, to be titled The Uncanny Valley. The band recently returned on a reunion tour, and in late 2012 hinted that a new album was in the works. The full details are now available, and the new album, which was mixed by Paul Coldery, will include songs called Invisible, Mexico City Christmas, Daddy Was a Real Good Dancer, Lookin', and Waiting. The album will be out October 15th through Partisan Records. In Exclaim reviews this week, we had Joey Badass's long-awaited new mixtape, Summer Nights. The new mixtape was originally supposed to be an EP-length offering, but a month from its release, Badass took to Twitter and announced that it would be a full-length. Summer Nights shows Badass, quote, alternating flows, showing off everything from a rugged growl to slippery, agile stick handling of syllables, with the beats ranging from old-school boom-bap to almost cloud-rap-like arrangements. Also out this week is a new album from Dustin Bentall and the Smokes, titled You Are an Island. The album comes less than a year after Bentall's previous release, the Orion EP, and the album finds the BC native continuing to expand his sound beyond the by-the-books country rock of his earlier records into broader pop territory. However, his rustic sensibilities are still prominent, particularly in the stellar performances of fiddler Kendall Carson, now a mainstay of the group. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Diana's Born Again. The band will come out with their Paperbag Jaguar debut later this year, and the first single is the nostalgia-inflected ballad, Born Again. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. So
That was the Exclaim pick of the week, Born Again by Diana, off their new album, which drops August 20th, Perpetual Surrender.
And a big thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us again this week and giving us our entertainment news. Always great to have him on. All right, a few more songs to bring you before we round out the top 10. No, first 10, not the top 10. Top 10's coming up in the next hour of the program. Yeah. First 10 of the hour, and Ashley's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming up next, we got The National at sitting at 13, staying steady this week, the same as last week, off their album Trouble Will Find Me. This is Fireproof.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Secrets and I keep none. Wish I could go back and keep some. You're fireproof, nothing breaks your heart. You're fireproof, it's just the way you. Someone who isn't so hopeless. There's no one. You're fireproof, nothing breaks your heart. You're fireproof. How'd you get so far? You're kneeling ahead. The water at the door. You're a million miles away. Doesn't matter anymore. Jennifer, you are not the only reason my head is boiling and my hands are freezing. Jennifer, you are not the only one to sit awake until the wild feelings leave you. You're fireproof, nothing breaks your heart. You're fireproof, it's just the way you are. You're fireproof, it's what you always say. You're fireproof.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
If I learn nothing all alone, I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Earshot 20.
That was Lady Bird, Gold and Youth with Trust off the Arts and Crafts 10 album. Before that was I'm Done Running From You, Michael Cronin. And before that was I Lost My Place, The National, Trouble Will Find Me, their album, and that was Fireproof.
All right, that does the first 10 of the show. When we come back, you'll have the top 10 plus an interview with Marty Sarbat from Imaginary Cities. You're not going to want to miss that. We broadcast live and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations. Thank you very much to them for carrying the program. And so check your local listings. If you're hearing us, it's probably on one of those great stations, or you might be listening to us on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, or through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, we thank you very much, and we hope that you'll stick around for the second hour of the program coming up very shortly.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.